In a world, four friends, one mission, to bring freedom to everyone involved.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Doing a thing for the podcast.
Did you say the name?
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
My favorite time of week.
Oh, this is where we're going to solve problems that you didn't fucking know you had.
That's We've right, because it's Thursday. It sticks.
Drinks. We're sitting in a circle.
Johnny boy.
What are we about to do?
I'm fucking masturbating, boys.
That is right. It is time for Freedom Friends Master Debate, where us, the Freedom Friends, solve the world's problems that we create on our own. For you, our mediocre fucking guests out there who enjoy this show for some odd fucking reason. We still haven't figured it out.
Because I love you.
But we appreciate the, fuck out of you.
You got some cold spots in there.
It has some cold spots on there. But like you said, we got sticks, we got drinks, because this is brought to you by warfightertobacco.com. Use that code FREEDOMFRIENDS. Score yourself that sweet 15% off. I do that just for you, buddy.
Thank you.
And, of course, our buddies over at OWellness.us.
I moved. I saw it.
OWellness.us for all your CBD needs. They got the not approved medicine for what ails you, but I highly suggest you check them out. Though. Use that code FREEDOMFRIENDS25. Score yourself a quarter off your order over there.
It's effective snake oil.
And boys, yes. We got a debate topic today.
Is it the one I brought up right before we started recording?
No, but first, real quick, you don't know what?
It's a topic to discuss.
So we're talking about how you can't get an infected butthole.
Right. So if you cut your butthole, but you poop, you don't get an infected butthole.
If you have a cut anywhere on your body and you put poop in it,
you're going to get an infection and could die.
You can. One of my friends, Vince Vargas,
I forgot about that.
Got an infected butthole?
He did. He had a great old school Drinking Bros podcast about his infected butthole. And it was a great episode.
Yeah, it was.
We should have asked Mallory.
Right?
She'd know.
Well, she told that story on our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, about cutting her butthole.
But she didn't cut her butthole. Yeah. She got her butthole torn by somebody else.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways. But anyway, the question still stands.
And I said, why?
You asked, what are buttholes made of?
Well, yeah, what are they made of? What are they? What superhuman fucking?
And I said, it's the same skin cells that your lips are made of.
That's true.
It's the same type of skin.
So John brings up cleft palates.
Cleft lips, yeah.
And he's like, can you get a cleft butthole? To which Jess says,
well, you can't get one. You're either born with it or not. It doesn't develop later on.
I caught myself a cleft butthole.
That's what happens when you don't start in the shower. So Jess says,
the more important question, if you can develop a cleft butthole, is your poop heart-shaped?
Yeah.
It's still funny because I'm six and I love poop jokes.
I'm just imagining it. It's like a cookie cutter.
This is not our debate topic, but God damn it. We want answers.
This is what happens when we haven't drank together in three fucking weeks.
If anybody out there has a cleft butthole, I want to know.
I want to know if you have heart-shaped poop.
Jesus.
What does it sound like when you fart?
It whistles. It's got to, right? Maybe it's got more of a bell tone to it.
Sounds like a ringtone. But the actual debate topic, I'll get to it.
Good God. Why does anybody listen to this?
I don't know.
And this is going to be fun. But boys, if you had to describe each of the Freedom Friends as a current actor, who would they be and why?
Oh, fuck. I don't like where this is going at all.
Who would they be and why? So, like...
Oh, my God. Who wants to tee this one up?
I don't know a lot of actors.
This is the hard part. This is very, very similar to... We had a debate in the very early days of the show about who would play us in a movie.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
We had that debate. Yeah. And I don't remember the answers that we gave.
Fuck all about that.
At all. But I assume it's a very, very similar kind of question. But if I was like, if let's say I'm describing John and they were like, well, who's he look like?
Looks like, or would best portray John?
Yeah.
Like personality wise. Because look like it's the dude from The Mummy. 100%.
Or Sid Haig.
No, I've got...
It's like a less retarded...
Oh, I've fucking, got... If an actor had to play your biopic, which I'm assuming is the question here, right? Like, if they were going to make a biopic about John Simons.
Okay.
Who would play John Simons in said biopic?
Yeah, but it'd have to be fucking, like, accurate. Like, an accurate description.
Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean.
For you?
No. No.
Just stumbled around shit-faced the whole time.
Yeah, right. No, I've got that.
For some reason, William Dafoe comes to mind because you always say, I'm not gay, my boyfriend is.
Yeah.
And I assimilate that with William Dafoe in Boondock Saints.
You're such a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I think if anybody was going to play John in his biopic, I'm going to go with Jeff Bridges.
I don't know who that is.
That's the dude from the Big Lebowski.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. I think Jeff Bridges would nail John Simons.
That's fucking right on.
I think you could watch that movie and then meet him in real life and be like, you're more tan, but fuck. Like, that personality right? is spot like, on.
Wow, that's pretty. Yeah.
Jeff Bridges, I think, would absolutely crush John Simons in a biopic. Like
Jeff Bridges before he was revealed to be the bad guy in Iron Man 2 or in Iron Man 1.
No, even then.
Just depends on the day.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges, I think, would absolutely crush John Simons in a biopic. At least that's my call.
I like that.
John Simons is going Jeff Bridges.
Man. I'm not mad at that.
Fuck, that's really good. That's hard to follow.
What's on you? Because he's got Willem Dafoe. I'm going with Jeff Bridges for John.
I was going to say, like, why can't I think of the fucker's name?
That's...
Who's the new family readiness officer? What's his fucking name? Fucking what? All the memes are talking about family and shit. The retarded idiot from XXX and from everything.
Vin Diesel.
I'd be like,
that's horrible.
I'd be like, that's why I said a less retarded Vin Diesel.
Like, dude, I saw one earlier today. All those family memes that are running.
You know what? I think Vince Vaughn would do you good too.
That's not bad.
Oh,
I think Vince Vaughn, if he could grow a beard out, I don't know how his beard game is.
I don't know either.
But I think Vince Vaughn could rock you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sticking by Jeff Bridges. Yeah.
He's got my vote. It doesn't count for anything, but
I've got Scott all lined up too.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, looks like Scotty Boy's up next.
Yeah, I got Scott. You ready for this, Scott?
Hit me.
Paul Giamatti.
I don't know who that is.
until you explain it, I don't know who it is either.
You both know who he is.
Yes, probably. You do. Yes, you do. You know what? This is one of those times where I would encourage phone usage during the show. Go ahead and look up Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Giamatti. If you can't spell Paul, then fuck off. Like, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm fucking wrong.
Fuck you.
But he would crush it.
My ass. Because that is fucking spot the fuck on.
Your personality. Called you every single one
of them. You know what? He's one of the fucking finest actors on the planet, dude.
Dude, he played John Adams. Yep. Like all those. But every single character he plays is entirely out of fucks. Like, it's just like, here, this is the way I see the world, and if you don't like it, you can go pound sand or take a flying fucking leap, because I really don't care. That's like, every single character he plays.
The picture I pulled up.
My favorite role ever, though, was him in Shoot 'Em Up.
It's from GQ, and it says, we nominate Paul Giamatti for everything.
Paul Giamatti. I think that is, that's my pull for...
No, that's
I love this. Solid. This headline is great. Paul Giamatti deserves an Oscar for watching porn, and Tamara Jenkins. I don't know what the rest of it is, but
for watching
private life.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti. That's my pull for Scott for his biopic. How about you, John? You've known him longer than any of us.
David Cross.
I don't know actors.
Oh, good pull.
David Cross could fucking nail him.
Yeah, that could work.
Could nail him.
That could work.
Although they are opposite sides of the aisle politically.
Yeah.
Far could opposite work. Sides of the aisle politically. David Cross could nail you. Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through actors right now because I've watched a shitload of movies.
Like,
but it just doesn't. I don't remember the characters in movies either.
If you name like the movie and who the person was, I might be able to give you the actor.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for me too because
you guys put me on the spot all the time, and I suck at this shit.
Yeah, that's dude,
I haven't pulled lead on this one. Come on.
I know, but you have good picks.
I got you, Jazz.
Oh fuck, this can't go well.
Cary Elwes.
What, from Princess Bride?
Yes. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
I'll take it. I'll 100% take it.
If that motherfucker can grow a beard, bam.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Cary Elwes, which he can grow a beard because I've seen him in movies with beard.
Yeah, I'll take it. Or he's like a fucking foot taller than I am, but.
Yeah, he's a little bit taller, but you know.
I'll take it.
I mean.
That's a good pull.
Right?
I admire it. Yeah, yeah. I like it.
It's a solid pull.
I like it.
Amazing actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's blonde as fuck, though.
Well, you're kind of blonde.
Yeah. Sure.
That's just hair dye, though. You can change that.
That's fair.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Cary Elwes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take that.
For Jazz.
Was that yours, too? Yeah, see, so Dave had it. Yeah.
Really, I was Cary Elwes was your pull for me?
Cary Elwes, Arnold Bosley, Tom Hardy, Kevin James.
You gave Mikey Tom Hardy?
Fucking.
Are you guys sleeping together?
You're a good fucking dude.
Jesus Christ.
My wife would appreciate that too.
Wow. Actually, you know what? Did you see Tom Hardy when he played the Kray twins?
I haven't watched that yet.
Holy.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. That movie's off the rails.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, Tom Hardy in that? Yeah, 100% could see him being you.
Well, what's it called? The movie?
It's on Netflix. I know that.
It has to do with the Kray twins, which were these mobsters in like the 30s. But it was in England. Hold on. We're getting help from off screen. Huh? Legends. But it's about the Kray twins, and they were straight up mobsters in England.
Yeah.
And like completely turn all of like the mob scene in England upside down. Like just the two of them. They didn't have like a crew. It's just these two dudes. There's a fight scene in there where he shows up and everybody shows up with fucking like pipes and shit to fight. And one of them's like, I brought guns for a shootout. And none of you came for a shootout. And his brother's at the bar pouring his own pint and shit. Like, it was just like, holy shit. And then he leaves and comes back in and brains everybody with a lead pipe. Like, it was rowdy.
Tom Hardy, my favorite role of Tom Hardy. He's got a couple good ones. I liked Warrior, where he's the MMA fighter.
Yeah.
That one fucking, I thought he crushed.
Bane,
obviously. Yeah. He's definitely up there with Bane.
He was phenomenal in Inception.
He was great in Inception. What the fuck's the one with Shia LaBeouf and it's in the fucking 40s, or it's in the 1920s based off of like Moonshining and all that shit. Lawless.
Yeah.
He's fucking great. He's in that, just too.
That movie sucked, yeah. But he was good.
He was good. Well, it's because Shia LaBeouf.
Don't hate on Shia LaBeouf.
You know what? I always did until I watched him play Spicoli,
dude.
From his car via Skype, just high as shit. I was like, God damn, this give him an Oscar.
Dude's actually kind of brilliant.
Like, yeah, like fuck.
Except for when he went and tried to go fuck around in Canada and got like throat thrown out of that bar.
Yeah,
that shit was kind of hilarious. Yeah.
So John,
yeah,
who you got for Scott?
He's still scrolling. IMDb is a big place. Man. You're gonna be there a minute.
I moved on past Scott. Because we already got his figured out by
so
everybody else's.
Man, I like your pick. I'm not gonna lie, it's not the one I was hoping for, but I like the pick.
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not even priming the pump. That's not even gonna happen. Oh shit!
Fingers is Tom Holland. Fucking beautiful. You know, I saw a video where Spider-Man's at like Universal City, like fucking with everybody, like taking pictures with everybody and doing all the poses and all this stuff. And then the entire cast of Spider-Man shows up, like the girl who played MJ and like his sidekick and all this bullshit, you know, and all this. And everybody shows up and they're all like, oh, freaking out. And Spider-Man takes his head off, takes his fucking mask off, and it's Tom Holland. He just showed up dressed as Spider-Man just to like hang out with people. I was like, what a good,
you know, Johnny Depp's done that a couple times as
yeah.
Captain Sparrow.
I could see that too.
That would have been like personal preference, but only because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But you already threw your vote out. This is why I texted it to you.
Yeah.
Because you already claimed your vote.
Scotty, what do you think? What do you think of Jazz?
I have no idea. I'm not good with actors.
That's just how unique I am.
I know. Well, yeah. So, yeah.
It's not so much what I think of jazz, it's who I want to play jazz.
Oh, God.
Like, who I want to play jazz. Yes. I have that.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
They're about the same height.
Similar stature. Yeah. I think they're both kind of nerdy. Like,
and we're both tiny.
Yeah, right.
You're not Tom Cruise tiny.
Yeah, he's freakishly
he's
small.
He's like 5'2 or some shit, yeah, man. Like, he's a little
really
dude.
Small.
Like, yeah. Like they have to change the way they shoot movies.
I'm not part of a cult.
The reason I say Tom Cruise though is, did you hear him go off on his set about not wearing a mask?
He freaked the fuck out on him, dude.
Like, I can see Jazz like flipping that switch and going the fuck off on people, right?
Sure.
Like in normal conversation.
Yeah.
Like
every I've seen day. Him do it in normal conversation. Right. So, he lost a job one time for that.
She had it coming.
Not arguing at all.
She fucking had it coming.
Not arguing that fact at all, sir.
Yeah, so that's mine for Jazz, I suppose.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
All right, that's fucking some A-list quality.
Well, yeah.
Well, used to be A-list quality. Now it's just Mission Impossible. I don't think he's
still waiting for that Top Gun. Still waiting for that Top Gun.
Still coming, man.
God damn it, I want to see it.
Yeah, how long are they going to delay this fucking thing?
I mean, I thought it was going to be July 4th. No?
Yeah, I thought it was like as soon as fucking theaters opened up again.
Well, nope. July 4th is come and gone.
Theaters are fucking pissed right now because Black Widow.
They made so much money, though. Disney made so much money.
Yeah, but theaters didn't.
Disney didn't care.
The theaters are pissed. Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John still got nothing. John,
I got you and Mikey.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
So for you, and this isn't somebody that I think depicts you. It's somebody that I'd want to see play you in a movie. And it's Christopher Walken.
The Foo Fighters. You know.
How would that even work? Would it have to be Christopher Walken, like, recounting our life? Like, it's just him in old age.
He's just the narrator.
Yeah. Okay. He's just narrating Jazz walking through. Jazz actually plays himself. He just doesn't speak. Yeah, and Christopher Walken just talks about it.
Voice over the whole movie. Like the voice of God.
At this point, we decided to go see the Foo Fighters.
They wanted to see the Foo Fighters. You know, you just need a little more cowbell for the Foo Fighters.
I'm a normal man.
Yeah, if you go words per minute, it just doesn't work.
You know, like punctuation is not a thing with that guy.
Favorite line I ever had, they ever wrote for him was, I'm a normal man. I put my pants on one leg at a time. But once I have them on, I make gold records. Best line he ever delivered.
Holy shit. All right, what do you got for me there, John?
Gerard Butler.
Dude, you guys are fucking really cool.
Jesus.
To me.
I like it. God damn. It's similar to mine, I think.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Liam Neeson.
Okay.
Trevor, he is extremely anti-gun.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because every movie he's in,
he's made all of his money off of
the
violence.
Shit out of the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would like to see Liam Neeson play your life, like, right?
I would like to see Liam Neeson play my life. Yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be all right. I get shit constantly about needing to write a book or make a fucking documentary or something
about the crazy things that happened.
The only reason it wouldn't work.
I actually have already had people like offer to fucking like, I've had one person offer to edit and be my ghostwriter for it.
You're hanging out at the SEAL Future Foundation too much.
You know, I asked, they said no. You know, I'm not a SEAL, so I'm not in that cool club, you know.
Oh, Department of the Navy, motherfucker.
You don't get the auto writer?
I don't get the auto writer.
it's part of their ETS package.
And then I've had somebody also offer to like literally shoot it. They were like, if you make a fucking doc about yourself, I will fucking shoot it.
What, with like an iPhone 5?
The only reason, probably
Blackmagic.
The only reason Liam Neeson
behind you
would not work is because I can never see him getting a Purple Heart because he just never gets hurt.
Yeah, he never gets hurt.
Right.
He gets shot at a lot.
A lot. He's good at dodgeball.
And he released the Kraken.
Oh! Who's the dude that plays the ginger northern guy from Game of Thrones?
Oh, that's a good pull.
The ginger northern guy.
Yeah, the dude that lives in the north that's obsessed with Brienne of Tarth. Tormund Giant Slayer. Whoever that actor is, that guy.
I'd fucking accept that. Hell yeah.
I think he could actually nail it. He's got the crazy eyes and all that shit going on.
Good crazy eyes.
Yeah. I've seen him. Well, not all the time.
Sometimes.
I've seen you get excited about something. You get this whole like.
Like it's, the big is the big woman here.
Yeah. That guy. I think that guy could do it. And what you could do is you could start the film with him shaved and just let him grow the beard as the film progressed, and it would just grow into it. By the end of the 6-week shoot schedule, his beard would be back.
That's true.
Yeah.
Should be like, look, man, just don't shave.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with whoever the actor is that plays Tormund Giantslayer.
Okay.
That's my pull for you. Everybody else went fucking sex icon. Tormund, right?
Jesus.
I need somebody that can hit the personality. I don't give a fuck about the, is he big? I need personality.
Well,
hit.
I mean, Liam Neeson's not big.
Yeah, but the other two are like so controlled. I need somebody that I believe can actually like lose it at certain points.
That's why I picked Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler can definitely lose it at certain points.
I thought that was a good point.
I think that's a fucking solid pull. I like how you guys both picked Irish guys too.
Right?
Like just fucking.
Dude, have you seen Giantslayer?
I think he might be a tad bit Irish.
I think he might be the motherfucker that injected the red hair bloodline into those islands. Like,
yeah, who plays him? Fuck.
The only reason I didn't say Gerard Butler is I couldn't figure out his name when I was trying to look. Like, seriously.
Tormund Giantsbane.
Yeah, sorry, Giantsbane.
Christopher.
Uh-huh.
Something fucking Norwegian. Hivju?
I think he could crush it for you.
Christopher Hivju.
Yeah.
Norwegian actor.
So that's what I'm sticking with. I'm going with Paul Giamatti, Giantsbane.
Yeah.
Who plays Tyrion? That's why
that's Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage,
who is also an amazing actor.
For John, I got Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. He was
a giant in fucking Avengers.
He's a hell of an actor.
Yeah. Right?
He's an amazing actor.
Hell of an actor.
Fucking A.
So
you got
Peter Dinklage.
Liam Neeson for me.
Yeah.
So you got Dinklage for John.
Yes.
And you got Tom Cruise for him.
Yes.
I got fucking David Cross.
That's a good pull.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good pull.
Yeah. Carrie Hughes for you. Who the fuck did I say for you?
As you wish.
A less retarded.
The Mummy.
I said Vin Diesel, but with a brain. Yeah. And then you said.
I feel like you cast him on looks alone.
I didn't get Scott because Jazz is for Scott fucking nailed it.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, that's hard to fucking beat.
Yeah,
are you on the Paul Giamatti train 100%. With me?
Yeah. I could, like, if I was casting that movie, like,
and Paul Freedom Giamatti Friends was movie, available,
and it was like Paul Giamatti or David Cross, I'd be like, sorry, David, we found our guy. You know what I mean? Like, you could be his understudy or whatever, like, for the Broadway play. Yeah, but
if Paul Giamatti dies,
you know, like,
we'll go with you.
You're in, yeah. But otherwise, no. That's the guy. And then you said Gerard Butler.
And Christopher Walken.
And Christopher Walken. Which is amazing. It's pretty amazing. You know, who's the dude in Game of Thrones that lost his dick?
The only person I know on the film that lost their dick was Evan Hafer in Range 15.
Well, the dude who played that guy could also play you.
Who's the comedian that's friends with Joe Rogan, gets on stage, Bert Kreischer. I'm picking that for me.
You can't pick your own actor.
I am. I'm picking Bert.
If you can pick your own, man, then I'm fucking going with Dave, man. I'm Tom Hardy. Or Gerard Butler. I'm also happy with that pick.
Right. Man, I had my personal pick. I didn't throw it out there. I tried to keep this classy.
Yeah.
What do you got?
He said Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
And look at these two are like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Did you see Inception?
I don't know.
Yeah. Was I yelling?
So, do you remember Third Rock from the Sun?
Yes.
The TV show? The kid that was the old man in Third Rock from the Sun?
Okay.
That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay. All
right. Fuck. I got another one for you. I got another good. What's his name? And he could pull it off, too.
Forest Whitaker.
What?
He's got a crazy eye. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm also just a fan of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, but I think he could do me pretty well.
God damn it!
Yeah, I know what I said.
I said what I said.
Standing by it.
So I'm still sticking with mine. I'm going with whoever the dude is that plays Giant Spain, Paul Giamatti, Jeff Bridges. That's my lineup.
That's a pretty good pull.
And then whoever I guess you guys pick for me for the.
We're just waiting on Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey apparently had a he had an apostrophe over there.
I did. I had a good one. James McAvoy. McAvoy.
Oh, I'll take it.
McAvoy could rock you,
know what?
Dude.
I would absolutely.
Especially after seeing him in Split.
I would let him be me. Yeah.
McAvoy that's could fucking.
McAvoy could do
he
it.
He could nail you. Probably.
It depends on how good he is at making drinks.
That's true. Well, fuck boys.
If you said please.
Some of our A-list actors, B-list actors, whatever you have. But this was a fun debate.
Fuck. You know who else could play you?
Huh?
Bruce Campbell.
Fucking all day.
Bruce Campbell. Day.
Give
Bruce
me some Campbell sugar, would, baby.
Bruce Campbell could crush it for you. Yeah,
I can see that. Oh, I can totally see that.
Bruce Campbell would fucking, he'd rock
it. It depends
that.
On if, are we doing a comedy or are we doing something serious?
He could do all of it. It wouldn't matter. He's that's actually true. Got way more range than people give him credit for.
It's like fucking, John C. Reilly.
I don't know who that is.
Nah, it's still Jeff Bridges. He's Jeff Bridges all day. Look at this right now.
Yeah. Like, John C. Reilly could get you.
If I gave John Simons a white Russian right now, Brothers. I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference.
Boogie Nights. You said you just watched Boogie Nights. Step Brothers, Boogie Nights, fucking.
My favorite role of his is still.
The Magic Man. Fucking all that. You know who John C. Reilly is.
It's still Days of Thunder.
Well, yeah.
Fucking then you and I would have been in a film together.
Right?
Sure. It was Tom Cruise, John C. Reilly.
Yeah. God damn.
Days of Thunder.
Oh, I know who. Okay, I know who it is now. I had to look it up.
Whoever
he rubbed you, and rubbing is racing. Yep.
Shake it, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, we look so similar. We look so similar.
But look up Jeff Bridges and True Grit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anyways, while he's doing that, like, share, subscribe, smash all those buttons and all that. And I want to thank you boys for being my freedom friends. I'm going to raise this glass. Cheers to you, Paul. Jeff, you over there? Yeah. Gary Hughes, what's up?
There you go.
Cheers, buddy.
That'll work.
Oh. Which picture did you find? Told you. Look at that.
Yeah.
And
he's got about the same amount of grays I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. He told you what to do. We've already told you what websites to go to. And we'll start a fucking Kickstarter for this movie at some point. Get this thing fucking going. There's been worse films made.
Yes, that's true. That's very, very true.
Like Transformers 7 or whatever the fuck it was.
Or all the Fast and Furious movies.
I liked all the Transformers.
I actually like all the Fast and Furious movies. If you go into them knowing you're going to see nothing that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
Did you see now they want to do a Fast and Furious Jurassic World crossover?
Oh, sweet.
I will
it's
buy that
so
ticket.
So stupid, I'll watch it.
At the theater.
As long as they recognize that family is everything.
Dude, have you seen that raptor pack?
As they get eaten.
Have you seen that raptor pack? That's just got Star-Lord with his raptor family hanging out. Like,
so if they do a Fast and Furious one and they're all on raptors, one of them better crash into a tree.
Tell me you don't want to see Ludacris.
For continuity.
Tell me you don't want to see Ludacris riding around on a raptor.
I'm telling you, I don't want to see that.
Yes, you do.
I will say it publicly right now. I didn't want to see Ludacris in movies at all.
I did. As soon as he walked out with that massive fro in a jumpsuit, I was like, fuck, I'm here for the ride. Let's go.
Nope. I think all of the Fast and Furious movies since the first one was okay. The rest of them, hot garbage. Dude,
Hobbs and Shaw. Come on. That is a cinematic gold.
Wow, The Rock could play John.
No.
He'd have to like slim it down a bit, but he can play John.
Me or The Rock?
The Rock. Not you. Or unless you bulk the fuck up.
John and The Rock look like a before and after picture. Yeah. Like, that's not going to fucking work.
That's what
work.
I'm saying. There would be some cutting involved.
I think John could play Rock the early years.
Like high school.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah. Like, I'm The Rock at 12.
It works the other way around.
Three little pieces of advice, goddamn it. Nothing crazy. You can do it at home or wherever the fuck you're at, whether you're on a movie set or fucking off over here. Smoke on.
Drink on.
God damn it, boys.
Freedom the fuck on.
We'll see you fuckers next time. Later.